When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then love, true love, will follow you forever.
So treasure your wife.
Skip to the end.
No, don't skip to the end. You'll miss it. It's the Neverland Podcast, episode 62.
Welcome to Neverland.
I can start at the right and stay on until morning.
Neverland. Good morning, Neverland.
Good midweek. This is going to be our first midweek show, and it's going to be kind of our regular release schedule from here on, so I hope you enjoy a midweek show. I am your host, I am the Pan, I am Jeremy, otherwise known as Spider-Pan, and with me, one of our co-hosts has arrived, we have Kryptonian.
Hello.
Also known as Lost Boy Philip.
Hello.
So, he has come to join me today because, well, I got a good way we can tell them what our show is about today.
What's that, my friend?
Well, let's go back and relive a fond moment.
I love you.
I know.
Yes, it's great moments in sci-fi tragedy. No, that's actually not what we're doing. It's Valentine's Day this weekend.
And we're nerdy enough to think that's a romantic scene.
Yeah, that is. It's a great love scene. And of course, some great John Williams music in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is our theme. We're going to go through Valentine's Day songs, Disney style, to get you kind of in the mood for the weekend.
I'm in the mood for love.
Of course, if you're single. Unfortunately, our other co-host, Jesse, who's not with us, is unfortunately single. So he doesn't quite qualify in this show, but I'm sure he'd have a good time listening, just as you will. But before we get into that, we want to, of course, get in our regular stuff. We love it when you interact with us, especially during the show, to let us know what you think. You can email us anytime, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter or tweet to us. Let us know maybe if we don't play your favorite Disney love song. Twitter.com/neverlandpodcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/neverlandpodcast. We do have a Facebook group. You might have to search in order to find that one. Also go to neverlandpodcast.com. I do have a link on the far right side that says to join us. You can get to the group that way. You can leave us a voicemail, 816-226-6492. If it's clean enough and amusing enough, we'll be playing it on the show. You could also make sure you join the Neverlanders. If you go to neverlandpodcast.com, on along the top there, it'll say Neverlanders has an exclamation point. You can find our list of Neverlanders. Also, it gives you instructions, which are pretty much this. Send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast. Let us know what your name is, because you will be Lost Boy Blank or Pixie Blank. All females, of course, become
Watch
pixies.
Your mouth. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, what? That you threw me completely off. All right, so why are there all the girls pixies and not lost boys? Do you know this, Phil?
Well, because the boy... No, I don't. Go ahead.
Because girls are too clever and they don't get lost. That is from the book.
Ah, really?
So, you become a pixie or a lost boy with your first name, and then you have to come up with a nickname, because all lost boys have nicknames. So come up with a nickname that tells us a little something about yourself, and after approval from the pan, we'll post you there up there on the website and announce you right here on the show. In fact, we have a new Pixie this week.
And who's that, pray tell?
It is Pixie Jen, who will be known as Little Geek. She she really didn't give much description, though, in the email of why she called herself Little Geek, but I have a pretty good idea. We understand what she means.
Little Geek.
Little Geek. Well, Lil Geek. Not Little Geek, just Lil Geek. All geek. One word. That's the way she put it. So, but also, don't forget that you can donate through our Patreon link, patreon.com/neverlandpodcast. Half of everything donated through Patreon will go to Give Kids the World, which of course takes terminally ill children and their families to a ranch outside of around Orlando and takes the family into Walt Disney World. Wonderful. It's an awesome cause. Send us your donation in there. You can go through the neverlandpodcast.com website. I have a link right there. You can also find a link that tells you a little bit more about the organization. And yeah, just donate to us. It's awesome. That's, you can help keep the show going and also help send children to Walt Disney World. So it's a wonderful thing. But now we have just a little bit of news.
Your attention, please.
Disney movie news.
Okay, I'm sure you've already heard about Emma Watson has officially been cast as Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
I was thrilled.
Well, there's some rumor, and I really don't know how far this is going, but people are getting excited about it already. And I'm really not that familiar with Ryan Gosling, but there's talk that he's going to be playing the Beast. Now, I don't know what that means. That either means he's going to voice actor Phillips getting into his wallet, so excuse the Velcro sounds. But I don't know if that means he will be the prince, and we'll see him later. Maybe he'll be also voicing the Beast. I mean, he might be capable of doing a great voice for the Beast. I don't know. I mean, everybody was really surprised with Robbie. My brain just went out the window. But you know,
Robbie Benson.
Yes, he was really kind of surprising. He was able to pull off that Beast voice without any computer help.
Well, he was mostly known for being usually nerdy roles in the 60s and 70s, mostly. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and kind of a higher voice. And,
yeah.
But he was great.
He was great. I like, you know who he reminds me of, honestly. His voice reminds me of Michael Dorn, who most nerds would know as Worf.
Oh, you
know, that kind of a voice, you know.
When he switched over to being the Beast.
I'm not a merry man. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
When he switched over.
But yeah, so it's not even confirmed or anything, but it's just kind of floating around there for him potentially being the Beast.
He could be the prince. I can see that. You know.
Yeah, from the look of him, you know, he could be the prince.
He's a good actor.
So. But yeah, I really don't know much more about him, but I figure, you know, nobody get excited yet until a casting has been confirmed. Sort of like I'm trying not to get too excited with... they're talking to Chris Pratt about potentially becoming Indiana Jones so they can go back and have a few more of his younger adventures. Very exciting prospect, you know. And I'm pretty sure Chris Pratt is not going to have a problem with playing the role unless he's kind of intimidated by jumping into something that iconic.
I will say that, you know, if you're going to do a reboot, I mean, to me, Harrison Ford
will
always...
It's not a reboot. They have never uttered the word reboot because think about it. Indiana Jones... The first sequel is actually a prequel. You've got a whole era, and you can just throw stuff in there. None of the movies are really linked together at all.
Either way, Harrison will always, to me, be the official Indiana.
Be the original.
However,
yeah.
That being said, I think that this guy would be far better than the young man that they had at the young.
Indiana for that series.
Because it was a good series, but the actor, good actor, but not good for... Indiana Jones.
Yeah. But this enables they could go back, you know, stuff that happens before Raiders. You've got just a whole timeline of stuff that's just unfilled.
True.
It's empty space. So there, no one has ever said reboot.
No, well, that's,
they can just throw it in.
Yeah.
Any old time and he can be younger.
If
so
he does
be
good
great.
Enough, they could do that, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. This could be cool. But it's not confirmed yet. They're still just talking to him. But we do have a little bit of also very, very awesome news, and we'll call this Disney movie news, although it's actually going to be a Sony movie, but there's going to be some Disney movies in there, made also through Marvel Studios. But finally, on Monday, an agreement was reached between Marvel Studios and Sony.
That's awesome.
Spider-Man is coming to the MCU!
Flip! I'm excited.
Yes, of course I'm excited. There's a really nice write-up about this whole thing if you go to news.neverlandpodcast.com or simply go to neverlandpodcast.com and click on the news icon. I wrote a nice little article on that. Let's just say that he's going to be appearing in the Captain America Civil War movie.
Good.
Confirmed.
Good.
But we're going to have a brand new Spider-Man.
Well, he has to be in that. He has to be.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield is out, which... Yeah, well, he wasn't a bad Spider-Man.
He wasn't bad.
And I actually liked Amazing Spider-Man 2. It wasn't as good as it should have been.
I liked the first one a lot.
I liked the first one a lot. The second one I still liked. It was not quite up to snuff.
I will say this. The uniform was the best I'd seen. The outfit that he had.
Yes.
That was the best Spider-Man outfit I'd seen as of
in a good long time.
In a long
yeah.
movie. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not as good as the 1970s, of course. No, oh, no,
of course.
No.
But so Sony is going to be making a new movie. It's coming, I believe, June 28th, 2016. So we got a little bit of time, or was it 17? I don't remember. I've got it on the website. Go check it out. But a new Spider-Man movie without Andrew Garfield, but this is going to be produced by Kevin Feige and Amy Pascal, who have been working the Marvel Cinematic Universe for 13 years, since awesome. Iron Man. So it's going to be created by the Marvel Studios team, but released through Sony. So Sony's still going to get their end of the deal that they've had. But now Spider-Man's going to be treated properly, and it's going to be better. So does this mean we're going to get rebooted? Well, I think a lot of people do not want to see the origin story again. We get it, okay? But they could, like the Incredible Hulk movie, kind of flashed by a little bit of an origin story.
Just during the credits.
Maybe we see Peter Parker going to a Stark Expo, seeing an exhibition where get an actual irradiated, treated spider and not some weird mutated spider thing. We're done with the mutated spider. Let's go ahead and irradiate a spider or do something to it like that. That would have that bite him, you know? So that way there's not like 100 other spiders that are potentially out there could bite somebody and create other Spider-Men. For crying out loud, does that not occur to Sony at any point? You can't mutate hundreds of spiders and expect that no one else will ever get bitten.
It's okay. Calm yourself, brother. Calm yourself, Iago.
It just always bugged the dickens out of me, I swear.
It bugged you?
It did. It makes me want to climb the walls. It really does. So I'm really excited about what this could potentially mean. And please tell me they decide to write him in to the Avengers Infinity War movies.
That would be great.
Him with the Avengers. That's where he belongs, doggone it. And if they can work out a deal with Fox, because, you know, Wolverine's been an Avenger. Let's let him. Or Beast. Yep. Beast was a long time Avenger back in the 80s, 70s, 80s.
That's when he actually became in the 70s, mostly.
Right, when he turned blue.
That's when he became gray, and then blue.
Right.
And then blue. And it makes me realize just what a nerd I am that I realize that. Oh, these little wee tidbits.
Yes, but Beast is one of the Avengers. Wolverine is one of the Avengers. Come on, Fox. You're already going to blow it with Fantastic Four. Let's start working with the MCU with the X-Men. Although I think they're getting back on track with X-Men. I'm actually excited like about it. X-Men again.
It looks like me too.
So, woohoo. Okay, now that we've gotten past our geeky part, this next section, this is going to go long.
Nerdgasm.
Okay, I don't know if that's permitted to say. This is a family show. I'm going to have to put a PG on this now.
To Disney and beyond.
Well, this is going to be a very, very loving segment now.
Oh, good.
It's... not that sort of loving.
Oh, not that kind.
We're both happily married and not to each other.
I never said we were. I never even applied.
But anyways, it's Valentine's Day. And I tell you what. Okay, so let's face it. Disney, especially the animated movies, mm-hmm. they have a legion, though, of there's a good love factor. And it comes into a lot of good fairy tales anyway, mm-hmm. that there's a love factor. And so being when you're in a Disney movie and you're going to do a love thing and there might even be a princess involved, there's going to be a good love songs when you have a musical.
Absolutely.
So we thought, why not play some, right?
Go right ahead. What's Valentine's Day without Disney love songs?
That's right. That's what I thought. And so, well, you know what? Before we get into some of the movies, there is a nice little sweet, dear to my heart type of little song that it's not actually in a movie, but you might have heard it around the parks. And it's still, I think it fits. It's called Minnie's Yoo-Hoo.
They call little Mickey Mouse. Not a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's the horse's Winnie is my little Minnie Mouse. When it's feeding time for the animals and they howl and growl like the cannibals, I just turn my heel to the hen house deal and you'll hear me sing this song. Oh, the old tomcat with his meow meow, old hound dog with his bow wow wow, the crow and the mule. Gosh, what a ragged like an all of us all. I have listened to the cuckoo coo his cuckoo, and I've heard the rooster's cock a doodle doo. And the chickens, they all sound like the dickens when I hear my little Minnie. Yoo-hoo. Mickey Mouse. Got a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's the horse's Winnie is my little Minnie Mouse. When it's feeding time for the animals, and they howl and growl like the cannibals, I just turn my heel to the hen house steel, and you'll hear me sing this song. Oh, the old tomcat with his meow meow, old hound dog with his bow wow wow, the crow and the mule. Gosh, what a racket like an old buzz saw. I have listened to the cuckoo his cuckoo, and I've heard the roosters cock a doodle doo. With the cows and the chickens, they all sound like the dickens when I hear my little Minnie.
Okay, so that seems unconventional, but if you paid attention, it's Mickey singing about his love of Minnie.
And I've heard that song all these years and had no idea that's who it was, yeah, was or what it was about.
So that's a love song, right?
I agree.
But if we're going to go like back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you're cracking up the DeLorean.
That's all right.
But we need to go back to the beginning. So what would you say the first one would be?
Well, let's see. Technically, we had Mickey and Minnie were first, but I'd have to say when it comes to first, you have to think of the first fully animated film, which would be Snow White.
Yep. And well, there was a couple of choices maybe for Snow White, because it could have been I'm Wishing. But I thought instead of Wishing, there's a great little song called Someday My Prince Will Come.
Once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
And she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Was he strong and handsome?
Was he big and tall?
There's nobody like him. Anywhere at all.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss?
He was so romantic. I could not
Okay, now, also still going in Disney's early film history, I tell you what, my wife, being the biologist that she is, she can't watch this movie.
Why?
Because it's sad.
But it's a classic. It's so wonderful.
It's only sad for a little bit. And I actually read the book of this. What we're talking about is Bambi. The book is more like a documentary. It's following around a young deer in his life, and it's more like how a deer actually would be. But it does show an interesting relationship between, you know, nature and man.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, the book is that man is like a god, and then they realize that man is mortal by the end of it. But so it's a very interesting book. But it's very different from what Disney's interpretation of with the story that you got from the great film Bambi. And there's not necessarily a love song in there, but the opening theme, which you know what that's called, right?
Love is a song that never... Is that right?
That's the one.
It's all right.
Well, instead of Philip singing it for you, how about we just listen to it?
Even better.
Song that never ends. Life may be swift and fleeting. Hope may die, yet love's beautiful music comes each day like the dawn. Love is a song that never ends.
one simple theme repeating, like the voice of a heavenly choir, love's sweet music flows on.
Like the voice of a heavenly choir, love's sweet music flows on.
Here's one of my all-time favorites, maybe my favorite. I don't know. There's so many favorites, right?
Yeah.
But this is a song from Cinderella. My wife loves Cinderella.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely loves Cinderella. Every year I buy her Cinderella something. And I thought one year maybe I should quit buying her Cinderella stuff. And I found out that would be a huge mistake, so I will not. But either way, Cinderella is a beautiful film, and I love the love song in it.
Yes. The love song, which I forgot the name of all of a sudden. What just happened to me? So this is love.
Yes.
Wow. We're having too much fun here, and I'm forgetting what I'm saying. And I'm not going to edit that out because I want you to know how stupid I can be. Yeah,
no comment.
Philip was going to comment on that. I think though that's half the fun of Neverland is being a bunch of big kids. We sometimes forget what we're doing, right?
That's right.
So as much as we try to want to be professional, we're still just having fun, and we hope you're having fun too. But enough of this interlude. Let's go ahead and play the song.
All
which,
right.
You know, I'm actually excited, and I hope that maybe they do a re-recording of the song for the live-action
yes.
Cinderella.
I think it's going to be good.
Because, you know, with Maleficent, they did do a new version.
Tell us how you really feel about that movie.
Oh, I've already talked about it enough. But they did do a new version of Once Upon a Dream on there with Lana Del Rey, and it's an interesting take. It's weird and spooky, but okay. Moving on.
So this is love. So this is love. So this is what makes life divine. I'm all aglow, and now I know.
And now I know
the key to all heaven is mine. My heart has wings, and I can fly. I'll touch every star in the sky. So this is the miracle that I've been dreaming of. So this
Now, we have another favorite of yours coming up, speaking
yes.
of which.
Once Upon a Dream, is that right?
That's kind of funny how we just mentioned that,
that's
isn't it?
That's right.
Yes, so Lana Del Rey, as talented as she is and as interesting and spooky as her version is, I went and grabbed the real version because it's a very nice little scene.
Yeah, I love it. I love Prince Philip and all the other people, you know.
Back when he was a great hero in the character and not just some throwaway that, yeah, okay, well, I'm not going to get into that. Let's just hear it. Okay, now, I have not seen The Happiest Millionaire.
I can't recall if I have or not. It sounds very familiar.
Yeah, and the music is great, and I think it's from the Sherman Brothers, which means, of course, the music is going to be great.
Absolutely.
But there, I have on this collection, has this great song called Are We Dancing? And it's sung by the great John Davison, who actually used to host Hollywood Squares way back in the day when I was a little kid, before Tom Bergeron was doing it later. So I was used to him hosting things and didn't realize he had an acting career and was actually a really good singer. But you may have never heard this song before, but I think you're really going to like it, because I tell you, I love this song and I really want to see this movie.
Are we dancing? Are we really here? Is this feeling something real, or will it disappear? Are we dancing? Does the music soar? Was this lovely song I hear ever heard before? Are your eyes confessing things I alone can see? Or is my imagination flying away with me? Are we dancing? Say we really are. Then I'll know that I reached into the sky. I reached into the sky and touched a star.
Is this feeling something real, or will it disappear? Was this lovely song I hear ever heard before? Are your eyes confessing things I alone can see? Or is my imagination flying away?
I think that we're both pretty equal with loving this film and this moment. This is one of the classic, one of the greatest moments in not just Disney films, in my opinion. And of course, I've loved it since I was an itty-bitty child. But in my opinion, even movies all the way around, it's just a great romantic thing. Who thought two dogs eating spaghetti would be romantic?
I did.
Me too. It's wonderful.
Haven't you ever wanted to try that, though?
I have tried that. However, my better half will not try that with me.
Yeah, after you've been married so long, though, you don't mind accidentally sharing a little bit of food because you realize you've swapped a whole lot of other things.
Well, I think it was the pushing the meatball with my nose that turned her off.
But obviously, we're talking about Lady and the Tramp and the song Bella Notte. I remember when I first saw this, we rented it when it came out back in with the old white case Walt Disney, you know, movies, and they have big white plastic cases. We rented it, and I tell you what, I watched it at least four times that night.
First time I got to see it fully all the way through, because you know, back in the day, you know, Disney show different specials, including Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But I got to go in 1986 on Christmas Eve. I got to go see the movie for the first time all the way through.
In a theater.
Oh, and it was just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night. And we call it a bella notte. Look at the skies. They have stars in their eyes. On this lovely bella notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find an enchantment here. The night will weave its magic spell when the one you love is near.
This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely Bella Notte. Side by side with your loved one, you'll find enchantment here. The night will when the one you love is near. This is the night, and the heavens are bright on this lovely Bella Notte.
Okay, I'm going to dedicate a song to, like, Lost Boy Jesse, to all of the jilted lovers out there. This one is also for you, Paul Berry of Window to the Magic, as although he's enjoying his single life, too. But, you know, for all you jilted lovers out there, there's a great song that I think is appropriate for our list.
Because we all love you. There's love is not just the romantic between a man and a woman or all that. The truth is love is for everybody.
Love is an open door. But that's no, we're right. Not playing that one.
No, not that
not
one.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But do you have any good fish stories?
I do. I love to eat dead fish.
Well, that's a good fish story.
And a love story.
Well, you know what? I've got a whale of a tale for you.
A whale of a tale or two?
Yes, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved.
Oh, good.
Well,
wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I'll sing a little song about it. No, I won't. No, I'll let him sing it. Yeah.
Who?
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas.
That's right.
He can sing?
2,000 Leagues Under the Sea, baby. Yeah.
And we love Kirk Douglas.
That's right.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie, met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up. She swapped me for a trout.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
There was Typhoon Tessie, met her on the coast of Java. When we kissed, I bubbled up like molten lava. Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up. She was the captain's wife.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the fapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
Then there was Harpoon Hannah. Had a look that spelled out danger. My heart quivered when she whispered, I'm there, stranger. Bought her trinkets that sailors can't afford.
Sailors can't afford.
And when I spent my last red cent, she tossed me overboard.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved. Nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
Okay, so while we're on some more classic animation, who knew that you could take a British legend and cast it with all animals?
I like it.
It seems the most bizarre concept, but it really, really works. And sometimes, in some ways, I'd say a fox makes a better Robin Hood than Kevin Costner.
Oh, no, hey, whoa, wait a minute now. Hey,
he can speak with a British accent, okay?
Well, yes, because he was a British actor. That being said, I still love that movie with Kevin Costner, okay? I still love that movie.
I know, it's still movie. A good one. But you know what? I love the old Disney classic Robin Hood.
Oh, it's great. And it's got some of my favorite voice casting in it.
Yeah.
It's got all sorts of great, you know, actors in there. Terry Thomas and all this wonderful, wonderful cast in there.
Yep. And a great...
Third hit.
Yes, and a great little song that I've heard some people like to use at their weddings. And if I had a thought of it, I might have. But it's a little song that's simply called Love.
It seems like only yesterday you were just a child at play. Now you're all grown up inside of me. Oh, how fast those moments flee. Once we watched a lazy world go by. Now the days seem to fly. Life is brief, but when it's gone, love goes on and on. The days seem to fly. Life is brief, but when it's gone, love goes on and on.
We got another one that actually would be good for all those single people out there.
Good, good, good.
We're going to focus on two songs from the same movie that maybe you haven't seen, because apparently Peach Dragon, not everybody's really into Peach Dragon.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favorites.
It's a great one.
And I love it.
They're going to remake it. I hope it's good. Although,
for years, I thought it's not going to be a musical, though. Oh, well, the heck with it, then. For years, I thought it was a good cast they could give for a remake, but we'll see what they do.
We'll see what they do. But, you know, for all you single people, do you have your friends that you love?
Of course.
Of course, everybody's got your friends that you love. Well, we've got a perfect song for that. And even though it's a boy expressing his love for a dragon, it is his best friend.
That's so, right.
And I can't even pronounce what the title of the song is. It's
boom, 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 boom. The other title is I love you too.
Yeah, that's what's in the parentheses there.
That's right.
Okay, well, rather than have the Lost Boy Phil sing it to you, I think we'll just listen to the regular.
Even better. To love this song. This is also from Pete's Dragon, a wonderful film, and the story I have to tell is about my parents, who at the time they were a young couple, you know, and they had at that time three kids and another one on the way, and they didn't have much money, and so that night they decided to go out to the movies. Somebody had actually treated them to go to see a show and got to eat and all, and they did, and they chose to see Pete's Dragon. And they came back feeling so very good and feeling loved. And this song was the one that hit them the most, called Candle on the Water.
And every time I hear it, it sounds kind of like your mom singing it.
Well, people used to say that to her all the time, yeah. And it even looked a little like her back then.
Yeah, my goodness. So, wow. But here we go, Candle on the Water. Don't tear up, everybody, because I tell you what, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Be your candle on the water, my love for you will always burn. I know you're lost and drifting, but the clouds are lifting. Don't give up, you have somewhere to turn. I'll be your candle on the water, till every wave is warm and bright. My soul is there beside you. Let this candle guide you. Soon you'll see a golden stream of light. A cold found you. Don't let the stormy darkness prove.
with me will grow. Keep holding on, you'll make it. Here's my hand, so take it. Look for me, reaching out to show. As sure as rivers flow, I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go.
Okay, so this next song, there's a real, real rare bit of information. Well, I'm calling it rare just because I didn't know until I was actually listening to another really great podcast called
and
the Disney.
Rare.
I'm rare. That's right. But I was listening to the Disney Indiana podcast a while back, and even though I've had a copy of this song for a long time, I've heard it many times. It's a fun little song, even though I've never seen the movie associated with this. I did not realize that not only is Annette Funicello in this song,
yes,
but the Beach Boys are singing this song.
Oh, I love Annette.
The Monkey's Uncle.
That's right. Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen this movie?
You know what? Now I think, but I've seen bits and pieces of it. I don't know if I've seen the whole thing, but maybe when I was really, really young, I might have seen it.
Well, I know I've never seen it, but the theme song is really fun, featuring, like I said, Annette Funicello and the Beach Boys, and I think it's appropriate because when you listen to the lyrics, it's a cute little love song.
That's right, and the truth be told, when I think of Annette Funicello, I can't help but think of Frankie.
Well, that's right.
That's right, and he was Mr. Love His Own Self.
Yes, he was. He was Mr. Smooth.
That's right.
At least on the beach, even for a guy who was kind of a
Sonic,
he was not a muscly guy.
But at Sonic, he was also pretty.
Oh, that's right. He was the man at Sonic. That's right. And Annette Funicello always made me want to choose Jif.
Well, it was Skippy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh,
Skippy.
Well, because choosy moms choose Jif, but I guess the Annette Funicello fans were supposed to choose Skippy.
But as people from Neverland, we choose Peter Pan.
That's right.
And I Boy. Do. And I do.
Well, I cannot recover from this one, so I guess we just better play the song.
Uncle's ate for me.
Ate for me.
this is a movie that a lot of people aren't all that aware of. This has Haley Mills, and it's Burl Ives, who you have to love.
Yeah.
And in the movie, Burl Ives spends his time for a little while talking to this young boy about the ugly bug ball. Now, this little boy has felt kind of girly because the way he was dressed back in the time. And so he tries to find to feel more boy-like. And here's Burl Ives telling how you can find love in almost anything. So he sings this song.
The Ugly Bug Ball from Disney's Summer Magic.
Wonderful.
I'm going to have to see this movie just because I love Burl Ives.
It's good.
Because, yeah, one of these days I'm going to see it. All right, anyways, here we go. The Ugly Bug Ball.
Once a lonely caterpillar sat and cried to a sympathetic beetle by his side. I've got nobody to hug, I'm such an ugly bug. Then a spider and a dragonfly replied, if you're serious and want to win a prize, come along with us to the glorious annual Ugly Bug Ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball, to the ball, to the ball, and a happy time we'll have there. One and all at the Ugly Bug Ball. While the crickets clicked their tricky melodies, all the ants were fancy dancing with the fleas. Then up from under the ground, the worms came squirming around. Oh, they danced until their legs were nearly lame. Every little crawling creature you could name, everyone was glad. What a time they had. They were so happy they came. Come on, let's crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball, and a happy time we'll have there, one and all at the Ugly Bug Ball. Then our caterpillar saw a pretty queen. She was beautiful in yellow, black, and green. He said, would you care to dance? Their dancing led to romance. Then she sat upon his caterpillar knees, and he gave his caterpillar queen a squeeze. Soon they'll honeymoon, build a big cocoon, thanks to the Ugly Bug Ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball, to the ball, to the ball, and a happy time we'll have there, one and all at the Ugly Bug Ball.
Well, I may be missing a few, you know, songs kind of in between.
Oh, sure. There's so many.
There's so many, but we're going to jump up to, well, not quite the modern age, but to the 90s age, the revolution, the return of Disney animation.
Yeah,
89. And then throughout the 90s, there was just a lot of great Disney animated movies at that time. And the one that really launched it and brought it, although I loved it already, you know, I'm still loving it. But not that song. But Little Mermaid.
That's right.
1989. Back when everybody was gaga over Batman, we loved Batman too. But
absolutely.
We went gaga over a little redhead mermaid, I tell you what.
You bet.
We love that movie. It's a great one. But there's a great little song in there called Kisti Girl. So
that's right.
Let's go and hear that one now.
Percussion. Strings. Winds. Words. Yeah, you see. Sitting there across the way, she don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her, and you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't
Don't take the word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl.
Sing with me now.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-bye, oh my. Look like the boy too shy, ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad, ain't it a shame. Too bad, he gonna miss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be scared. Got the moves prepared. Go on and kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't stop now. Don't try to hide it. How you wanna kiss the girl? Sha-la-la-la-la-la, float along and listen to the song. The song say kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la, the music play. Do what the music say. Gotta kiss the girl. Kiss the girl.
Why don't you
wanna kiss the girl? Gotta kiss the girl. Go on and kiss the girl.
Okay, so now we're going to jump ahead to 1991, although there was a great Rescuers movie, Rescuers Down Under, in between there.
Great animation.
Great animation. It's a really great computer shot there with the force.
Last,
but anyways.
The last voiceover of Billy Barty.
Right, so.
Who I love.
Yes. The voice for Figment for years.
And also Man from Willow.
Yes.
And all those other things.
And He-Man, Masters of the Universe.
That's right.
But we digress. So we're getting sidetracked. But Beauty and the Beast in 1991.
Great.
Angela Lansbury show that she still got it.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Orbach.
Jerry Orbach. Well, but I'm talking about this specific song.
Oh, that's true.
Beauty and the Beast.
That's
Angela
true.
Lansbury, for as old as she is, she's still got it.
Yeah, she does.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. As old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time. Song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. cannot love.
The music is beautiful.
Yes, it is. Well, our next film, we'll talk about the 90s revolution, our return, Aladdin.
Aladdin, what a great, great... To the late, great Robin Williams, we love you.
We love you, brother. Too bad he's not the one who got to sing the love song in this,
though. No, but he did a lot of good songs himself.
He did. You know, I do have an alternative version of this song that we're about to play that I should have probably pulled out. I'll pull it out sometime. It's you would not expect. For anyone who knows who these people are, I have a copy of Mark Lowry. Well, it's a Mark Lowry concert, but he steps away. And Sandy Patty sings it I don't forget the guy's name. He's this tenor who used to sing with the Gaither Vocal Band.
Huh.
And they do a really nice rendition of this song, but we'll play their official Disney version right now. It's A Whole New World from Aladdin.
Wonderful.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a whole new world.
Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky. A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
100,000
hold your breath
to
see.
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where used to be. Every turn a surprise,
with new,
every moment red letter. I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you. A whole new world.
You know, Disney does have a great tradition of animal stories.
Yes, they do.
We're not talking just the documentaries, because Walt used to make some really cool documentaries.
Yes, he did. He kind of made documentaries what they are. Really?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Very true. But there's a great one that really kind of shows, I don't know, it just features the whole circle of life thing, you know?
Oh, is he? what movie was that?
Gee, I don't know. Could it be The Lion King?
That's right. Do you know what wonderful classic story Lion King is based off of?
It's based off of a story?
Hamlet.
Oh, true. Very true. Yes.
It's based Hamlet. Off Hamlet. Yep.
Yes, indeed. Well, it has a great little love song in there.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
And it's kind of in its own weird way comical at times.
I can see what's happening. You can?
But they don't have a clue.
Oh.
But yeah, so Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King? And I remember before I got to see the movie, I was off on they call it a pilgrimage to the United Nations. Me and a bunch of other juniors in high school we were, and I had like the Flintstones movie soundtrack and the Lion King soundtrack, although I had seen the Flintstones movie before. I did not get to see The Lion King until I was back home, even though it had been released, and I just listened to the heck out of this soundtrack. And just imagine what this movie's going to be like. Half probably ruined the soundtrack for myself. But anyways, here we go. Enough of my babbling. Let's hear the song.
I can see what's happening.
What?
and they don't have a clue.
Who?
They'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line. Our trio's down to two.
Oh.
The sweet caress of twilight. There's magic everywhere. And with all this romantic atmosphere, disaster's in the air.
Things to tell her, but how to make her see the truth about my past? Impossible. She'd turn away from me.
He's holding back, he's hiding, but what I can't decide. Why won't he be the king I know he is, the king I see inside?
Can you feel the love?
Falls in love tonight. It can be assumed his carefree days with us are history. In short, our pal is doomed.
All right, now from a movie. When I first saw it, I was overly critical. I must say, after I've watched it after that, it is a good movie. I think I was overly critical because I studied mythology in high school. And knowing the actual stories of Hercules, seeing the Disney treatment of it, I was like, this is not quite the Hercules I'm used to. But you know what? Standing alone, and it is based on myth, so you can kind of play with it anyway, I guess. Hercules is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a good movie. And actually, this song that you're about to play, that's my favorite part of the whole movie.
Yes, it is. It's the best song of the entire film. It's worth watching just for this one.
Danny DeVito does an outstanding job. He really does.
Oh, there goes Mouser!
And he was really into it. When I was watching, I got to see a video of him singing that song while they were recording it, and he was really into it. So it was fun.
But this woman, I tell you what, she can belt it out.
Yeah.
Susan Egan. Now, there's a fun fact about this. Not only did she play Meg in the movie, but she was the original Belle on the Broadway version of Beauty and the Beast. Oh, yes. And she rocks it as Belle.
Yeah, that's
good. This woman is talented. But I think that's probably one of the reasons I love this song so much, other than it has that fun kind of 1950s, 60s kind of groove.
It does. It has it very much.
Very much
because
so.
Because the music in that film was based off the old gospel sound.
Right.
At which there's a lot of 50s, 60s, Ray Charles, different people had that gospel sound to them. And that's why I think it works so well.
Yeah. So here it is. I Won't Say I'm in Love, which... Yeah, it's backwards, but it's a love song.
We've all felt that way before.
Oh, I don't know if I was in this much denial, but still.
If there's a price for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that.
Don't you think you're kidding? He's the earth. Try to keep it hidden, honey. We can see right through your perfect atmosphere. We know how to feel. Who you think?
it feels so good when you start out. My head is screaming, get a grip, girl. Unless you're dying to cry your heart out.
You know, Pixar has done a lot of great movies.
Yes, they have.
But they really haven't done a whole lot of love stories, really, in their movies.
Not a whole lot. They've done friendships, things like that. But yeah, you're
right. And friendship, they've really held dear. Now, there is a kind of a love song that's kind of in Toy Story 2. Well, I shouldn't say kind of. It is, but it's not. It is, you know, When She Loved Me. But that's sad.
Yeah.
And that's a lost love.
Wonderful, good song.
Great song, but I don't want to talk about lost love.
Yeah.
I would rather find, oh, look, a newfound love, a first date. And that's actually what this track is called. It's a bit unusual. This is from WALL-E. There's no lyrics to this song. WALL-E. But it's called First Date, and there's no lyrics to it, really, except for ba-da-ba. But it's a nice little piece, and I just wanted to play it. So there, my show, I'm going to play it for you. And you're going to love it, because if you didn't love it, you wouldn't listen to my show, right? I'm justifying it, okay? Well, you know, there's a good question that really should be asked around Valentine's Day, and a question that should go through the mind of every teenager and young person, because things are different. You know, you have this infatuation you might have, and, oh, that girl was really cute, but all of a sudden, things are different.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's not quite the same when you really hit that new level of things. It doesn't feel like things have felt before.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know you're in love?
I don't know. How do you know when you're in love?
Well, I think Amy Adams can answer that question. From the great Disney musical Enchanted, here's That's How You Know.
All good.
How does she know you love her? How does she know she's yours?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really,
really, truly love her?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really,
really, truly love her?
It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know?
Absolutely love this one. This is from the movie Tangled, and I'll tell you what, when I was watching this film, I was holding the hand of my wife watching this part, and I loved it oh so much. I love how all the lights were on the screen and everything. It was just so romantic, so pretty. They did a good job with this. The animation was outstanding. I think this might be my favorite computer animated film that Disney's done so far.
Yeah, I think it could be a pretty good statement, a pretty good case you can make for being one of the best ones.
Well, one of the things they did that I think is great is they used hand animation right along with the computer, and it made
to get that style.
Yeah, that style, and not just that. There's the way they move seems real and yet cartoon at the same time. I just love it. Absolutely love it.
Great movie, Tangled, and the song, of course, from Zachary Levi, and I believe it was Mandy Moore, Rapunzel, in that.
I believe so.
Yes, it's At Last I See the Light. Now I tell you what, there's going to be an awesome rendering just because. We'll throw this in there. Disneyland's Diamond Anniversary, 60 years, and part of their fireworks show. I don't know if you've gotten to see any video of this, Phil. I'll have to show you. But there's some great video where they're playing this song, and they've got projections going all up Main Street on all the buildings. They have lanterns flying up into
awesome.
The air. Absolutely going to be beautiful. I tell you what, this is the year to go to Disneyland. Boy, I tell you what, I'm going to try to find a way out there to just see that sight while this song plays.
Those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here blinking in the starlight, now I'm here suddenly. Bye.
seeing things the way they were. Now she's here, shining in the starlight. Now she's here, suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear. I'm where I'm meant to go. Lifted, and at last I see the light.
And it's like the sky is new,
and it's warm and real and bright, and the world is somehow shifted. All at once, everything is different now.
Okay, now I guess it's time for our mandatory Frozen song.
I like Frozen.
Yeah, I like it. It's nowhere near as good as Tangled. All of you that are mad for it, I'm happy for you.
I think there's Frozen mania going on right now, but yeah, still, it's a good
but
show.
You can't deny there's a Frozen mania.
Yeah, there is.
It's still out there. Okay, let's not compare it to Hulkamania. But okay, so this isn't necessarily a love song, but kinda. Yet it is.
I think they're in love with the idea of being in love. And right. A lot of people are.
Oh, yes. And the first time you think you're in love, that's what it's going to be. You're going to be in love with the idea of being in love. You probably won't be in love the first time you think you're in love. Because when it's real, it's a completely different story. Yeah. This from a guy who's been married going on 12 years. Believe me, it's completely different. So it's you still get the buzz from it, but it's a different buzz. We'll just say that. It's hard to explain it, so I won't anymore. But anyways, here's a fun little song called, and this is not how you should understand love's existence, okay? If this is what you base love on, any lyric on this song, if you base what love is like, it's completely wrong. So don't base your love life off of this song.
You mean if you do the robot?
Oh, yes. Or you finish each other's sandwiches? Yeah, it's not, no.
That's not love. Okay.
That's not love, people. Come on. Anyways, love is an open door.
Okay, can I just say something crazy?
I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face, and then suddenly I bump into you.
I was thinking the same thing, because I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
But with you,
I found my place.
I see your face. And it's nothing like I've ever known before. Love is an open door. Love is an open door. Love is an open door. With you.
With you.
With you.
With you.
Love is an open door.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
Finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
I've never met someone who thinks so much like me. Jinx again. Our mental synchronization can have but one explanation.
You
and I
were
just meant to be. Say goodbye
to the pain of the past.
We don't have to feel it anymore.
Love is an open door. Something crazy? Will you marry me?
Can I say something even crazier? Yes!
Okay, now I'm going to probably play the most appropriate yet maybe not quite as Valentine's as any other song you will hear, but this is a love song. This teaches you how to love.
And right, what song here is that?
This is Feed the Birds.
Ah, yes.
Now, and it's our final song. I picked it because it was like Walt's favorite. Mm-hmm. And this, it's like,
and
I
we
said,
we love Walt.
Yeah, of course we love Walt. And it's a love song. This teaches you how to love. Basically, it doesn't take much. Little things mean a lot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take, you know, you're going to have to give some of your time and you're going to have to share some stuff. But it's not like someone's asking you to chop your head off and serve it on a platter to somebody, or Van Gogh your ear away, you know. It's tuppence.
This is agape love.
This is agape.
There are four types of love in Greek. One is surge love, which is a parental type of love. One is phileo love, which is the kind of love we have for friends and family.
It's a brotherly love.
That's right.
Which is why Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love.
That's right. There is eros love, which is the romantic love, the
eros,
true love.
Yes.
And by the way,
where we get the word erotic, by the way.
That's exactly right. And then there is agape love, which is the godly type of love, to love all people no matter what. And
that's right.
That's what this song
even
represents.
If they drive you bonkers.
Absolutely.
Yes. Those people that hate you, if you can love them, that's agape. And it only takes tuppence
that's
a bag.
That's agape.
Okay, well, we just went Dean Martin, I guess.
That's right.
Well, the moon's not going to hit your eyes, but maybe the bird, never mind. Don't look up!
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way. Come feed the little birds, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you. The birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple, listen, she's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. She's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag.
Neverland Feedback.
That's a rough way to come out of that song, isn't it?
I would say so, yes.
But we have a couple shout-outs. Mainly we just have some new Twitter followers we want to say hello to. One of them being Shaz Bizarre, which I know his real name, but I won't share it because he never does that I know of. But he's from Techno Retro Dads. He was a guest on our show, and he just decided he needed to follow us. I thought he was already following us, but it just popped up this week that he's following. But thanks for following, Shaz.
That's right, Shaz.
So, he's also a good man. I'll tell you a little bit about him later, Phil. You'd like that guy. He's a cool guy. We're planning, hopefully, to have him on the show again soon to talk about an animated series called Mask. It is coming. I'm doing some research on it and watching a few old episodes right now. Hopefully we'll get the episode going pretty soon.
I was just talking about that the other day.
Yes. Now, I know it's not a Disney show, but you know what? I'll dig around. I could probably find a Disney connection.
Working overtime.
Fighting crime. Anyways, but also followers this week include Crystal Nicole Mercano. I hope I pronounced your name right. It's a very lovely name. I don't know. I know I got Crystal Nicole right, but it's a very pretty name, Mercano, but I don't know if I'm saying it right. And then also Taylor Egley. I'm hoping I'm saying your name right as well. Welcome, new Twitter followers. And if you need to remember how to follow us on Twitter, well, you know what? We have a great sounder for you. And it'll be playing, of course, at the end of the show. We'll give you all the contact information you could possibly want. But for now, remember to keep that pixie in your pocket because you have to keep that good attitude with you so you can sprinkle it around, show a little bit of agape.
Agape
to other people. That's pixie dust, brother. Yeah, there we go. So until we see you all next week, and I hope you enjoyed the midweek schedule because this will be for the foregone future, if that's the right word I'm looking for. But for the foreseeable future, we will be doing a midweek show because of my new work schedule. I will be working over the weekend, overnight, and killing myself building trucks. But hey, you know what? Go buy a Ford F-150 because it's a really cool truck, and
there
I should know.
Because
I'm helping build them. That's why they're that cool. I know how cool they are. Okay, anyways, enough of that. God bless, and we'll see you next week, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blueberry. We love to hear from you on twitter.com/neverlandpcast and facebook.com/neverlandpodcast. Leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492 and send email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Join us next week and we'll once again go to Disney and beyond. The Neverland Podcast is copyright Blue Band Productions and all original content belongs to the same. Other content is copyright of their respective creators and is used under Creative Commons license.
Oh, hey, did you stick around to the very end again? Because I have one bonus song for you. And I know you've stuck with the show for a very long time up to this point. We've gone an hour and 37 minutes so far. But there's one last song, and it's not really a complete song. It's kind of a snippet, but from The Nightmare Before Christmas, and the only thing I can think to call this is Simply Meant to Be, although it's a reprise of Sally's song. But we'll just close it out with that, and we'll see y'all next week.
My dearest friend, if you don't mind, I'd like to join you by your side, where we can gaze into the stars and sit together now and forever, for it is plain. Simply meant to be. Mm-hmm.